Musik und Tanz hat er so viel erlebt. Das Bier im Zelt war gut und herrlich kühl, darum trank der Franz viel zu viel. Früh am Tag war er so frisch, doch abends lag er unter Tisch.
AM and 98.7 FM, WDLB Marshfield.
Good morning. This is Pastor Gary Markworth of St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church, 8313 2nd Street in Pittsville, Wisconsin. Thank you for joining our broadcast of today's service from St. John's Lutheran Church in Pittsville on WDLB 1450 AM and 98.7 FM. We invite you to our weekly services on Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday morning at 9 a.m. May God bless and keep you now and always.
Confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitterness of sufferings and death, of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, of course. Upon this, your confession, I will reach my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and in the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We continue with the entry this morning, a portion of Psalm 34. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted,
and saves the crushed in spirit.
I will bless the Lord at all times.
His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
My soul makes its boast in the Lord.
Let the humble hear and be glad.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me,
and let us exalt his name together.
I sought the Lord, and he answered me. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
The Lord is near to the brokenhearted. Sets in order all things in heaven and on earth. Put away from us all things hurtful and give us those things that are beneficial for us. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of Ecclesiastes, the 5th chapter. He who loves money will not be satisfied with money, nor he who loves wealth with his income. This also is vanity. When goods increase, they increase who eat them, and what advantage has their owner but to see them with his eyes? Sweet is the sleep of the laborer, whether he eats little or much, but the full stomach of the rich will not let him sleep. There is a grievous evil that I have seen under the sun. Riches were kept by their owner to his hurt, and those riches were lost in a bad venture. And he is father of a son, but he has nothing in his hand. As he came from his mother's womb, he shall go again, naked as he came, and shall take nothing for his toil that he may carry away in his hand. This also is a grievous evil. Just as he came, so shall he go. And what gain is there to him who toils for the wind? Moreover, all his days he eats in darkness, in much vexation and sickness and anger. Behold, what I have seen to be good and fitting is to eat and drink and find enjoyment in all the toil with which one toils under the sun the few days of his life that God has given him, for this is his lot. Everyone also to whom God has given wealth and possessions and power to enjoy them and to accept his lot and rejoice in his toil, this is a gift of God. For he will not much remember the days of his life because God keeps him occupied with joy in his heart. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle reading is from the letter to the Hebrews, the 4th chapter. Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us fear lest any of you should seem to have failed to reach it. For good news came to us just as to them, but the message they heard did not benefit them because they were not united by faith with those who listened. For we who have believed enter that rest, as he has said, quote, as I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest, end quote. Although his works were finished from the foundation of the world, for he has somewhere spoken of the seventh day in this way, quote, and God rested on the seventh day from his works, end quote. And again this passage he said, quote, they shall not enter my rest, end quote. Therefore it remains for some to enter it, and those who formerly received the good news fail to enter because of disobedience, again he appoints a certain day, quote, today, end quote, saying through David so long afterwards in the words already quoted, quote, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts, end quote. For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken about another day later on. So then, there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his. Let us therefore strive to enter that rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I invite you to stand as you're able for the reading of the Holy Gospel. According to St. Mark, the 10th chapter. Continuance of last week's gospel about the rich young man. And Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, how difficult it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. And the disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus said to them again, children, how difficult it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. And they were exceedingly astonished and said to him, then who can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, with man it is impossible, but not with God. For all things are possible with God. Peter began to say to him, see, we have left everything and followed you. And Jesus said, truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the gospel, who will not receive 100-fold now and this time houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise be to thee, O Christ. We confess. profess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of what substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated. This time, invite the children to come forward, and as they are coming forward, invite the congregation to turn to page 321 in the front of their hymnals. The section on the Ten Commandments, page 321, unless you know them perfectly. Third commandment. Good morning, everyone. Are you awake yet? What was that? That's better. I know I got a high five from Carson before and Mr. Sawyer. Third commandment. Let's say it together. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. And what does this mean? We are to fear and love God so that we do not despise preaching and his word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. And you're doing that today. You're here in God's holy house to hear his word. In the Old Testament, or epistle reading in Hebrews chapter 4, there's a word that they use called Sabbath, capital S-A-B-B-A-T-H. Do you know what that word means? Anybody? Carson, what does it mean? It means rest. Remember back in creation? God had 6 days, he made the world and all the universe and everything he created, and then on the seventh day he rested. Okay, so Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that's 6 days. The seventh day, Sabbath day, which was Saturday in the Old Testament, God rested. That's why it's called the Sabbath. The Sabbath means rest. Do you think God was tired when he rested? You think he was? Well, I don't think he was tired because he's all powerful. I don't think his power ever runs out. His love never runs out. He's always here. There's three big words that start with omniscient, omnipresent. I can't think of the other one. Omnipotent, almighty, all powerful. He's always here, and he's full. He's everywhere we want to be. No, I don't think he was tired, but he wanted man to rest as well. Now, you might be thinking, okay, if Saturday was the Sabbath, why did we come to church on Sunday? But what happened a long time ago in Jerusalem? On Calvary, Jesus died on a cross. We call it Good Friday. Did he rise again on Saturday? What day of the week did he rise? Sorry. On Sunday. That became the new Sabbath. Because that's the rest he promises to give all of us. Rest in him. With forgiveness of sins now, life and salvation. So Sunday is our Sabbath day, our day of rest. We come here to hear his word. We pray, we say, we hear his word spoken to us. And hopefully you listen to the sermon or your Sunday school teachers. That's all part, to hear the word. To regard it as holy, because it is holy. about the only thing that is. His word is ever true. His love is forever, unending, unchanging. He can't love any one of us more than he already does. And he will not love any one of us any less than he already does. Because that's just who he is. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Like that's what you're doing today and every time you come to worship him. Let's pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. In the creation, you rested on the seventh day. But on that, and when our Lord and Savior rose victorious on Easter Sunday, that became our day of rest. Because that rest is in you, for forgiveness now and eternal life everlasting. We thank you for those glorious gifts. Help us to always be eager, want to hear your word, to learn it, and to share it with others. In Jesus' name. Thank you. You can go back to your seats and just order your Sunday school classes. We will continue with hymn 712, Seek Ye First. Savior Jesus Christ, the abiding presence of his Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Our epistle reading for today from Hebrews chapter 4 brings to our minds a particularly painful lesson from way back in the wilderness wanderings of the children of Israel. After God had brought them out of Egypt to Mount Sinai, there he had given him his law, the Ten Commandments. He had directed them to the building of the tabernacle for a place of worship. He brought them to the promised land. And guess what? They refused to enter. See, the writer, the pastor, the teacher of the Hebrews, the epistle to the Hebrews, records God's response to this hard-hearted unbelief. In a similar fashion is found in Psalm 95. A portion of this last week is also in this week's epistle. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion on the day of testing in the wilderness, where your fathers put me to the test and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore, I was provoked by it with that generation, and I said, they always go astray in their heart. They have not known my ways. And as I swore in my oath, in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Well, this lesson is painful because many of us have seen what this same temptation to rebellion has done to some of our own loved ones, our friends, our family, fellow church work members. The children of Israel were frightened by giants and armies in Canaan. They were seduced by idolatry. that idolatry with all of its allurements to fornication. But our dangers this day and age are just as great. The threats of cancellation, scorn, and persecution are really real. The temptation to sexual sins and violations of God's marriage covenant are all around us. And the deadening power of worldly entertainment and all of its distractions makes us both hard-hearted and sometimes even worse, hard of hearing. Because Christ Jesus, our high priest, knows and sympathizes with our weaknesses, he can do so because he was also tempted in every way that we are. Yet he was the one who was without sin. And through him, God warns us away from the temptations that earned his wrath. And instead, he calls us to hear his word, to enter his rest, his eternal rest. Our place of rest is God himself. From hymn 708, verse 1, some old English words. Yea, heaven itself were void and bare, if thou, Lord, wert not near me. And indeed, it would be bare and empty and void. On the seventh day, God rested. Genesis 2:2-3. God set aside a place beyond time for his people to join him and rest with him. And that rest is prefigured by the Sabbath day of the third commandment, which we read together earlier, and by the promised land given to Israel under Joshua, not Moses, but under Joshua. Jesus says, I will give you rest. A famous excerpt from Matthew 11:28-30. Jesus fulfills God the Father's rest in himself, and in turn, he gives it to you, to me, to us. He earns it for us by fulfilling the law in our place, atoning for the wrath of God against our sinfulness by his own substitutionary suffering, death, and resurrection. All for you, for me, and for all. He offers and gives that rest. A rest that is also known as forgiveness to his redeemed, to you, to me. He gives it to us in his word and his sacraments. The time for entering that rest is today. Note that God teaches us to be content when we ask him to give us enough bread for today only, the fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. And yet the urgency of today is that today is the day for entering his rest. You heard me say it in the beginning of the service. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Words of warning from the epistle. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. You see, the unbelief of Israel cited in Psalm 95 warns us that many Israelites who were given numerous quote-unquote todays did not use any of them for repentance and could not enter God's rest through faith. That's the hard reality for all of us here to face, that many people, including some of our loved ones, have heard God's word today and yet have rejected his rest. Almighty God in heaven is indeed very serious in his warning. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. We'd all do well to take heed of his warning. The urgency of today is bound up with participation within our congregation, within the assembly. God binds us to his inerrant word, to his holy sacraments offered to us today in this holy place. And even so, the baptizing of our young sons and daughters, our babies, is so urgent because their entrance into God's rest begins in baptism. Coming to church here on Saturday night or Sunday morning, or St. Paul's on Sunday morning, is urgent since it is today and we continue to enter. God's rest. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. The content and character of God's rest is summarized by referring to the Sabbath celebration in the Old Testament. There remains a Sabbath rest celebration for the people of God. And that Sabbath rest or celebration was not primarily a matter of taking a break from work. It was a time for gathering together, to gather together to hear God's word, to sing his praises, and to feast together. The Sabbath rest or celebration is a time for rejoicing. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Paul's words to the church of Philippi. Our first hymn, God himself is present. God indeed is near. He is present within our midst through his word and sacraments to give us undeserved, amazing grace and blessings. And for that reason, our sacred assembly is filled with great joy. And joy is the permanent and abiding reality of the Christian and the heartbeat of the church. Sabbath rest or celebration is the time of celebrating all that God has done for his people. The Old Testament word for this is familiar to us all, thanksgiving. We say it after we have received the sacrament. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. The New Testament uses both that word thanksgiving, also known as the Eucharist, and the word confession. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. Romans 10:10. The Christian assembly joyfully recites all that God has done for his people. We do it in the Athanasian, the Apostles of the Nicene Creed. We do it within the liturgy of the service, in the hymns, the scripture readings. Hopefully I do in the sermon. We repeat them in the prayers and at the Eucharist, the Thanksgiving, the Holy Supper of our Son, of God's Son, Jesus Christ, our brother, who has given us forgiveness, life, and salvation. Words from the banner. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again. Amen. The Sabbath rest or celebration is also a time for feasting. In the Old Testament, the gathered people of God feasted together at the holy fest and at the holy festivals. It was on that holy meat of Christ's of God's sacrifices that they feasted on. God's word is the food and drink for our souls, sustaining our faith, nourishing our spirits, strengthening of our hearts. Spoken way back in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, Jesus repeated it when facing Satan. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And now in the New Testament time, we feast at a precursor, a foretaste of the feast to come, the wedding supper of the Lamb in his kingdom in heaven. God's Son, we eat his very flesh and drink his very blood. We receive it, partake of it with joy and thanksgiving, and receive the peace of the Lord. But you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to the innumerable angels in festal gatherings, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. See, the way to enter God's rest is through his word. For to hear his word eagerly and intently, to believe it and live according to it. Luther's collect for the word, to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest his word. Live it out in your life. The teacher to the Hebrews puts it in a different fashion, a different way. God is the surgeon and physician of our lives. His word is his scalpel, which he uses to operate on our stone-hard hearts, our dark and weary souls, and our sin-polluted consciences, minds, and wills. God places his own almighty power in his word. He's the living God, so his words are also living and life-giving. He's omnipotent and active, effective in all that he undertakes. Therefore, his word, too, is active and effective, always accomplishing the purpose for which he sends it. As a surgeon's knife, God's word cuts through the deepest and most intimate thoughts and intentions of our hard hearts. It divides in us what we thought was indivisible. The word of God uncovers and condemns our sin, and by the probing knife of his word, God cuts into our lives, reveals the cancer of sin that eats at our souls, the infection of guilt that poisons our hearts, and the deformity of shame that darkens our minds. And yet this same word, God's holy word, is living and active to forgive our sin, to remove our guilt, and relieve our shame. By his word, God justifies us forever, forgiving our sins through his Son's atoning blood. And by his word, he bestows Jesus' blood-bought righteousness and innocence upon us, so that we are holy priests before God, with joy and thanksgiving in our hearts. And by his word, he seats us with him as his sons and daughters in the heavenly places, giving us his own honor in place of our sin, guilt, and shame. God has given beautiful and exceedingly great promises in his Son, Jesus Christ. We see today that he promises to admit us into eternal rest. But he warns us not to be like unbelieving Israel in the wilderness, who also had the promise of entering his rest and did not believe it. While we have his word, let us together hold fast to it, eagerly hear and learn it, commit it to our hearts and to our minds, so that together we may enter the eternal rest of his joy, celebration, and eternal feast. And let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in all our times of need. Amen. And now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds alive in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. I invite you to please stand as we're able, as we will continue with the prayers of the church. Or any petition with, Lord, in your mercy, respond with, hear our prayer. O God, with us, man, salvation is impossible, but with you all things are possible. Give boldness to your church, proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord, by whose death and resurrection the way to your kingdom has been opened. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O most gracious God, bless all who study at our universities and seminaries. Raise up more church workers, for the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Dear God, spare the servants of your church from love of wealth and from fear of the difficulty of their task. They would gladly set aside every comfort for your sake and for the gospel. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, lead our households to find eternal rest in your Son and his word. Give fathers and mothers diligence in teaching their children. Preserve us from all hardness of heart. Give us urgency to hear the good message of salvation today and every day. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, guide our nation and its leaders in true wisdom to promote honest labor, temporal protection, and fitting enjoyment under the sun. Guide your Christians to serve Christ in their citizenship and their callings. Do not let our hearts be occupied with the vanity of riches that perish, but with the true joy of Jesus Christ that is everlasting. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
When the righteous cry, you hear, O Lord, and deliver them out of all their troubles. Draw near to save the brokenhearted, the crushed in spirit, the sick, and those in need, especially for those hospitalized, those recovering from illness, injury, and surgeries, those in rehab and care facilities, those confronting cancer, those suffering chronic pain and affliction, those who are confined to their homes, and all who call upon you in their time of need. Grant them comfort, peace, strength, and the assurance of your care, healing, presence, and salvation in Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear
our prayer. The Lord of life, rejoin with our brothers and sisters, giving you thanks and praise and celebrate birthdays this week from Infinian McDonald, Lucy Brandt, Diane Munt, and Jeff Jacobson. May they and all you redeemed by your grace and spirit, O Lord, grow in faith, love, trust, and service to you and to one another. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Since we have a great high priest, Jesus Christ, our Lord, hold us fast in our confession through all temptation and preserve us from sin. Give your blessing to all who draw near to your throne of grace, especially those who receive the blessed sacrament this day, that we receive the forgiveness of sins, life, salvation given within, and find grace to help in our times of need. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O Lord God, Heavenly Father, your Son left his earthly home to do his saving work. And so he knows what it is to leave family behind. Comfort your children who have left home and then loved ones for the sake of the gospel. Set them firmly into the family of the church. Sustain them in the hope of eternal life in the age that is to come. This is all that we need. And you know that we ask for Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Continue with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Where he created all things, took on human flesh, was born of the Virgin Mary. For our sake, he died on the cross and rose from the dead to put an end to death, and thus fulfilling your will, gaining for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he betrayed, took bread. After you had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." Same also, he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, gave it to his disciples, and drink of it, all of you, for this cup is the New Testament in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. urge you to stand as you're able to sing the Monk of Menace, the Song of Simeon. Thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
We pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you refreshed us with this salutary gift. We pray you that of your mercy would strengthen us with the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Make his face to shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Time of worship is over. Go and serve the Lord Jesus Christ and his church. Go forth with God's grace, love, mercy, and peace as you love, trust, and serve your Savior, Jesus Christ, the Lord. We will, with the help of God. Hallelujah. May I close again 9:23. Almighty Father, bless the word.
AM and 98.7 FM, WDLB Marshfield.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Polls show a statistically tied race between former President Trump and Vice President Harris. She and other Democrats have focused the spotlight on the former president's campaign trail comments. New Hampshire's Republican Governor Chris Sununu tells ABC's This Week,
if Kamala Harris thinks that they're just repeating the crazy things Trump says is going to garner her those swing voters, that's not what they're going to the polls on. They've heard that. That's established. That's nothing new. Folks want to, you know, the real comparison is your life better than it was 4 years ago?
Today, the vice president will speak at black churches in Georgia. The former president is spending a second straight day in Pennsylvania. Documents have emerged online that reportedly show classified U.S. intelligence gathering on Israel's preparations to strike Iran. U.S. officials denied comment when contacted. And the investigations underway into the gangway collapse on a Georgia island that killed seven people. This is ABC News.
But in all states where prohibited by law, loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Meet Brian. He just got $5,000, and it was pretty easy. I'll tell you how in 10 seconds. Brian needed cash help. After being rejected by banks, he tried 27cash.com. Told them how much he needed, even let them know he had bad credit. In minutes, 27cash.com found a lender who deposited $5,000 into his bank account the very next day. If you need cash help, even if you have bad credit, go to 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We need cash help.
We should go to 57cash.com.
With our bad credit?
57cash.com helps all credit types. They partner with over 100 lenders to help even people with bad credit get approved for up to $10,000. And cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
Wow.
When you need cash help, go to 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
Locally owned and operated, WDLB Marshfield.
I'm not your stepping stone. I'm not your stepping stone. You're trying to make your mark in society. You're using all the tricks that you used on me. You're reading all them high fashion magazines. The clothes you're wearing, girl, are causing public scenes. I said, I'm not just stepping stones. I'm not just stepping stones. Not just stepping stones. Not just stepping stones. I'm not just stepping stones. No! When I first met your girl, you didn't have no shoes. But now you're walking around like your front page news. You've been awful careful about the friends you choose, but you won't find my name in your book of who's. I said, I'm not just stepping.